Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. A new solidarity shipment with powdered milk and medical supplies is going from the United States to Cuba. Activist Carlos Lasse, coordinator of the Bridges of Love movement, reported. Here goes Bridges of Love again, said Lasso on his social networks, noting that this time they carry 2,000 pounds of milk, 10 of thousands of acetaminophen pills, and the love of Cuban immigrants who want to put a grain of sand to help children and convalescent people in hospitals. He reiterated that with actions like this, they will break the blockade, and stressed that they will not allow the sanctions against Cuba to kill our children and the elderly. The Dominican Solidarity Campaign with Cuba today condemned the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States against that Caribbean nation and the maintenance of the island on the list of countries that, according to Washington, sponsor terrorism. During the 33rd National Meeting of Solidarity with Cuba, held with the presence of the president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, Fernando González, the campaign demanded the elimination of the largest of the Antilles from that unilateral relationship, with an incalculable impact for the national economy and families. The Italian rock group Mala Suerte Fissud ended its tour, which it carried out in Cuba as part of its solidarity actions with the people of the Caribbean island. As part of the initiative, Mala Suerte also raised financing for the delivery of 2 advanced level ambulances and 5 basic level ambulances, as well as spare machinery necessary for the Cuban ambulance fleet. The Europe for Cuba channel confirmed the holding in January in Bilbao of its second international meeting of solidarity with the island and condemnation of the U.S. blockade, a forum that will define new actions against that policy. In dialogue with Prensa Latina, the coordinators of the platform, Jose Antonio Toledo, Aidelina Diaz, and Patricio Perez, addressed the expectations for the event scheduled for January 26 to 28 in the Spanish city of Bilbao, where they will participate with more than 150 delegates. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.